All right. We're back. The Lonely Boys Podcast. You guys got any stories you guys want to tell? I was telling these guys I was recently reminiscing about like my middle school and high school lunches. Like the breakfast pizzas. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So that's the name game, breakfast and school lunches? With school breakfasts and lunches?
That would be hard, because then...
What were you going with that?
Now, you remember what we were talking about?
Yeah.
We were just reminiscing about school lunches. Them double cheeseburgers and the two-pack. Oh, Dom made a new name game.
Oh, yeah, this is the name game. So, like, pick any celebrity. Give me a celebrity. Run them off the top of your head, Mario.
We already did Adam Sandler.
Who?
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler? What do you call Adam Sandler if he had hella hands?
What?
Adam Handler.
Oh, yeah.
You were there, right?
Yeah. I think you might was there, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty. That's pretty funny.
We could do one of those. But we already did Adam Sandler, right?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. So you started off with somebody.
Somebody famous?
Yeah, but you gotta stay with the same name.
Damn, this one's gonna be hard.
George Bush. That was an easy one, right? I was thinking about...
Ooh, George Bush, that's a good one.
George Bush.
Damn, Ronald.
What do you call George Bush that likes a girl with hair down there?
George Bush. What do you call George Bush if he was a stoner? George Kush.
What do you call George Bush if he was burning and told Moses, or who was it? Moses? No.
I think of it.
Moses the commandments.
Yeah.
George Bush.
George Bush.
Is it a burning bush?
What do you call George Bush with a fat ass?
What?
George Tush.
you got one, Alan?
He not paying attention.
What happened? My bad, cuz.
Actually, that one's kind of hard, huh? I can't even think of it.
Yeah, I'm not in that game. All right. It's hella hard.
Let's do Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan.
What do you call Jackie Chan if he was super racist and friends with white people?
Huh.
Jackie Clan.
What do you call Jackie Chan if he had a lot of melanin?
Jackie Tan.
What do you call Jackie Chan if he likes something really, really bad?
Jackie Fan. What do you call Jackie Chan if he was making some eggs? Jackie Pan.
What do you call Jackie Chan if it circulated and gave you cool air?
Jackie Fan.
Reuse that one.
What do you call Jackie Chan if he was at the beach?
Huh.
Jackie Sand.
What do you call Jackie Chan if there's all the seats in the bus are took? Jackie Stan.
What do you call Jackie Chan if he was driving to soccer practice? Jackie Van.
What do you call Jackie Chan if he wasn't water?
I don't know.
Jackie Land.
What do you
that
call...
That one's kind of hot. That one, I try to think of something. That
what do you call Jackie Chan if he was in a marathon?
Jackie Ran. What do you call Jackie Chan if he was not a lady?
Jackie Man.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Go, Mario.
No, I got none.
None.
No, it's hard. I was thinking the whole time.
What do you call Jackie Chan if he could do things?
What?
Jackie Can.
How do you do it?
What do you call Jackie Chan if he was a logo for clothes?
What?
Jackie Brand. You dead? You don't got anymore? What do you call Jackie Chan if he got pushed off a boat? Jackie Swam.
What do you call Jackie Chan if he was with his family? Jackie Fam. What do you call Jackie Chan if he was friends with Caitlyn Jenner? Jackie Tran.
Oh, my mama. That was a good one. That was a good one. That was a good one.
What do you call Jackie Chan if he liked green eggs and ham? Jackie Sam. Yeah, get one. It?
Oh, yeah, Sam. Yeah. Start. Alright, one more. We'll do one more and then we'll do just regular stories.
Yeah, do that.
Alright, how about which one would be an easy one? Will Smith.
What do you call...
Alright, I got one. What do you call Will Smith if he...
That one's hard.
No. What do you call Will Smith if he... molded metal and changed metal. Will Smith.
What do you call Will Smith smoking some weed?
What?
Will Piff.
What do you call Will Smith if he stank? Will Whiff.
What do you call Will Smith in the Grand Canyon?
What?
Will Cliff.
What do you call Will Smith if he improvised? Will Rift.
What do you call Will Smith if he fucked Taylor Swift? Huh. Will Swift.
This nigga hella funny.
What do you call Will Smith if he has to go to work? Will Shift. What do you call Will Smith if he was that in a car that changed their gears?
Will Shift.
Oh, that one was hard. That one I had to maneuver.
What do you call Will Smith in Back to the Future? Will Biff.
I don't get it.
That one sucked.
You ever seen Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Oh, you know Biff? The character, yeah. Biff?
Yeah. What do you call Will Smith if he was in Tokyo?
Will Drift.
You see what I did there?
You see what I did there?
Tokyo Drift, Will Smith.
What do you call Leonardo DiCaprio snapping his fingers? Leonardo the Snaprio. All
right, I got one more for Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call Will Smith if he was a legend?
Will Myth.
Oh, shit.
All right, the next one is Leonardo DiCaprio. Right. Go.
Leonardo DiCaprio. What do you call Leonardo DiCaprio if he had to take a big shit?
Leonardo DiCaprio. What do you call Leonardo DiCaprio jacking off? Leonardo DiCaprio.
What do you call Leonardo DiCaprio if his lips were all crusty?
Leonardo DiCaprio. What do you call Leonardo DiCaprio if he was on the track team? Leonardo DiCaprio.
What do you call Leonardo DiCaprio if he knows directions?
I don't know.
Leonardo DiMaprio. Is that too far? Is that a thing?
DiMaprio. What do you call Leonardo DiCaprio if he was some ass cheeks? Leonardo DiCaprio.
What do you call Leonardo DiCaprio if he was... into hip hop.
I don't know.
Leonardo DiRaphael.
What do you call Leonardo DiCaprio if he was from the 80s?
What?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
What do you call Leonardo?
Put the.
What do you call Leonardo DiCaprio if he came off the trees? Leonardo DiCaprio.
DiCaprio.
What do you call Leonardo DiCaprio if he was sleepy? Leonardo DiCaprio.
What do you call Leonardo DiCaprio if he was a if he pulled hella bitches?
Huh.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, all
right, now all right.
Go,
after that one, let's do stories now. We're talking about working at a restaurant. Have you worked at a restaurant, Mario?
No.
I haven't.
All right. How about we talk crappy jobs?
Shitty
jobs. What's the shittiest job you ever had?
I have 4 jobs, but like 3 of them was the same thing. So I've technically only had 2 jobs.
So what's the shittiest job?
Lifeguarding, bro. Like,
why?
All right, so as a lifeguard, bro, there's 2 jobs. You teach swim lessons and then you lifeguard. Lifeguarding's chill because you stand there and don't do shit all day and you get to look at MILFs and titties and ass all day, bro. But swim lesson, you gotta deal with like annoying ass little kids, bro. And kids don't got no filter, bro. They don't got no filter. They say whatever, bro.
Like what? What's the most?
Like one day I was teaching these little kids, right? They're like these toddler class, and one of them was like, "Hey, you're fat." And then the rest of them were like, "Yeah, you're fat. Yeah, you're fat. Yeah, you're fat."
I'd be like, "Little nigga, I know how to swim, though."
I was sitting there like, "Damn, bro! Like this shit just started like a minute ago, bro! Like."
This shit started like a minute ago.
I'm already getting roasted. That's like a Comedy Central roast.
I need a shirt with that on.
Bring me my water shirt, bitch. But other than that, I got to see hella MILFs and like older sisters and shit in bikinis, so that was kind of cool. But everything else sucked dick at that motherfucker.
Well, I guess Popeyes was the worst for me.
Oh, tell you what we could have done. We could have done Dom Perignon for one of those name things.
What?
Like, what do you call Dom Perignon doing something?
Dom Perignon?
Dom Fat.
What do you call Dom Perignon if he was hella hairy?
Dom Perignon.
Dom Perignon. Nah. I don't want to do that.
You get the letter, bro?
Alright, go. Crappiest job.
Yeah, Popeyes, nigga.
You worked at Popeyes?
Yeah.
How was that? Fat, did you get food?
Nigga, the worst thing.
Wait. Let me tell a story. So I went to school with this nigga, right? The cheapest thing on the menu is a fucking biscuit, which is 69 cents. I will go there after wrestling practice and buy a fucking biscuit, and I would get like 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large fries, 4 biscuits, and a drink for 69 cents every time I went in that motherfucker if that nigga was working, bro. Mega play.
Yeah. Where was I?
He'll be like, "Just order the biscuit, and I'm gonna plug you."
The worst thing was though, bro.
I don't want to be that guy. But me and Mario.
Hey, Tuesdays that were on the first, huh?
Tuesdays when it hit on the first, bro. That was the worst shit ever.
The first and the 15th.
Black niggas, bro. I had to deal with hell.
Just know, me and Mario been on Popeyes. I don't want to be that guy.
But after that Popeyes chicken sandwich,
fucking booming, bro.
But I never had Popeyes till I got to high school.
I used to go to the one by my house.
If you're not fucking with Popeyes, you're not fucking with it.
You know, in Oakland, there's a KFC, and then there's a Popeyes. I used to go to that Popeyes every Tuesday.
Yeah.
They used to give you 2
chickens. Hated that fucking day.
They used to give you 2 chickens and a biscuit. Yeah. Now they used to give you 2 chickens.
That's how they used to do it. 2 chickens and a biscuit.
Now they just give 2 pieces of chicken on
Tuesday.
No
biscuit?
Yeah, no
biscuit. That's some cheap shit.
They used to give you a biscuit, and then I used to get a large fry.
That shit, I can't wait. Like, every time I go back, I get nightmares from that place.
You don't like it?
The way I quit, bro, it was hella funny, bro.
Alright, go tell that story.
The way I quit, it was like one of the last days, and I was already fed up with the place, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just put, fuck you, bitch, I'm quitting. I think I put something like that on the schedule, and then I dipped.
He said, fuck you, Sharon, or whatever her name was.
And I quit. Keskies.
Why were you fed up?
Because this nigga was taking away my Fridays, bro. Fridays for a fucking teenager.
Friday nights?
Yeah. Fridays for Teenagers was the shit.
And for a while,
When I went to school, the only reason I hated going to school is because I would have to go to work on the weekends. I would go to Shark's Eyes.
Yeah. Where would you work at?
Shark's Eyes, the ice center in downtown Oakland. Ice
rink. You used to work at the ice rink? So you were ice skating?
I'm pretty good. I could do backwards and then stuff like that.
So you're raw.
I'm okay.
You work there, like, there's nothing else to do, bro.
Yeah, but, fuck, but they would take all my weekends. Every weekend night, my friends would be like, oh, we're going to party, we're going to the club. I'd be like, fuck, just wait till 12. I'm off at 12.
It's damn near over by then and shit. So
sometimes I would catch the parties.
No, for sure, for sure.
Am I, sometimes these niggas would pick me up. I would be wearing my uniform.
Hell yeah. Don't matter. You gonna have fun with your partners. You don't need to have fun with everybody. If you're tripping off somebody wearing their uniform,
I went to the club.
You're a weirdo.
I went to the club one time right there downtown Oakland, and they even let me in for free because I had the uniform, because the shit's in downtown Oakland.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, we know you. We know people from there or whatever.
Yeah,
they let me in for free. My other friends had to pay $5 at a Somar. I used to get in there for free with my uniform.
Really? That's the ratchet spot right there. Somar is the ratchet.
Why? What, at night, nigga?
Because
where his ice cream is right there in downtown.
It's in the same block.
Yeah. So, you worked at the ice skating rink? What kind?
Yeah. But she wasn't working there anymore.
His sister.
She wasn't working there anymore. But every time I would go, they would let me in for free if I had that.
That's
jacket.
Wet.
Yo.
I'm gonna head to bed, yo. You finna head to bed?
You finna work tomorrow?
I gotta be a brother. I got a doctor's appointment.
We gotta wait till 12 for Lawrence.
Nigga, it's fucking 11:13. I'm about to ready to dip soon, nigga.
Oh, you're a cat.
Oh, Lawrence is coming to record?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, nigga. I'm drunk. This nigga took hella years.
Nah, nigga. We're already here.
You recorded that, bitch.
Alright, tell me how. And I will.
I'm hungry.
Alright, let's go get some food. I'll buy you some food.
Let's go to Jack. I'm down to go to Jack.
I don't want Jack.
What?
Pick something.
I'm down to go with you guys and come back.
Yeah, Jack sounds good. Dude.
You gonna wake up? We're gonna record this verse?
I guess so.
I'll get you home by 2, faggot.
I'm telling you, Mario. Wingstop. Order some Wingstop. Call Wingstop.
So we get.
I don't want no.
So we I'll buy it.
You got a verse in
you? I'll buy you and me Wingstop, nigga. Yeah.
Look, I'm telling you, Mario.
You down for Wingstop?
Mario, freestyle, my nigga. It's closed. No, it's not.
They close at midnight, my nigga.
What time is it?
11:15.
Niggas are gonna spit on your food.
I don't give a fuck. I'll eat that spit slobber that shit, nigga. That shit's gonna be good. Oh, slobber. Hello?
Yes.
Can I place an order for pickup still?
What's your phone number?
510-688-8609.
The baker. Dom?
Yep.
What can I get for you?
Can I get a 10-piece combo, classic?
Okay, what flavor?
With lemon pepper and spicy Korean.
Ranch, blue sugar, honey mustard.
With ranch.
Anything else?
And can I make those corn instead of fries?
Okay.
And then an eight-piece combo, classic.
What flavor?
Lemon pepper and spicy.
Lemon pepper and original hot.
Ranch, blue cheese, and honey mustard.
With ranch.
Anything else?
What do you want?
Can we do a separate order?
We'll put on one. What do you want?
Can I get a 10-piece meal?
Plastic or boneless?
Boneless, all original hot, wet.
Is that camera?
Ranch, blue cheese, and honey mustard.
Could I get a side of cheese sauce?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just the cheese sauce will be extra, okay?
Yeah, it's good. And,
most people don't get.
Yep, that's it.
I know that's camera.
Alright, so your total's gonna be, $41.89, and get that about 24 minutes.
Oh, yeah, and then, could I get my, fries with no seasoning?
Which fry?
On one of them, just one of them.
The original hot.
Alright, no problem.
Alright, thank you.
Welcome.
Alright, 40 minutes. Sometimes or $40, I mean.
$40. Sometimes I don't like that sugar shit.
That shit between three, nigga?
No, my shit's for sure. I already know it's $13.
Good.
I order the same thing every day. Mario?
Just cash at me $13, nigga.
Let me see. I'll cash at me.
Right?
Well, I'll just cash at you.
Yeah, Yep.
More than me, faggot.
All my friends.
I'll have a card. I'll put it on your card. I'm going to send you 41 yeah. bucks right now.
All my friends know my order because I order the same thing every time.
41.
I'm telling you, if we would have given my phone number, they already knew my fucking order.
We got a partner like that. They know that nigga coming. Oh, what's up, EJ?
Sometimes I order a mango habanero, but that's when I'm feeling rambunctious.
I just sent you 41 bucks for the order.
What's the definition of rambunctious? I just used that word. I don't even know the definition. Like wild?
Yeah, someone text you, Alan.
Right? Oh, yeah. What's the definition of rambunctious? Like wild?
I don't know.
Is that a synonym?
Rambunctious, nigga? That's a word? Or you made that up?
I hope.
Nigga, y'all niggas went to college, nigga.
One of my friends says that. True. Sometimes I mean, use the big words.
Hey, you gotta change, bro.
Rambunctious.
We're gonna leave like 10 minutes.
We're gonna leave like a dub. Fuck that. Bayford's right here.
Another cut.
Hey, take a wood too, because I want you to try that Mac 1.
No, we just smoke after, because it's so close.
That's nice.
If we take the cuts. You know the cuts? You take a smoke, right on the church.
Smoke on the way, bro.
Nah, it's hella high with the sheriffs, I'm telling you.
You just gonna suck my dick, nigga.
No, I'm telling you.
That nigga said, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you right here, it's different from like Hayward and San Leandro. They'll pull you over. They have their windows up.
I'll be like, stupid. Suck my dick, bloody.
Stupid.
That's what I'm saying. When we went to India, we were still smoking and we seen the sheriffs. I was kind of like, oh shit.
We smoke on the line all the time, though. Like, we in line and shit.
I'm telling you, these unincorporated Alameda County sheriffs.
They pull us over for no reason.
They don't fuck with you guys. They don't fuck with people, dog.
I got a white person in my car.
Bro, just recently, okay. Me and Flays and Andy and shit got pulled over.
Andy, for, you still my friend. Andy, nigga?
Yeah.
That's how clean.
We used to go to kindergarten together.
So Andy. Why'd y'all get pulled over for, though?
DUI. My friend almost got a DUI.
For smoking?
Yeah. Huh? No, for drinking. We're fucking coming from fucking... You guys...
I was like, but he gave you almost a DUI for smoking, bro. That's like the most bullshit ever.
You guys know where the cooler is?
Where?
No, nigga, we don't know where the cooler is.
What cooler? And, hey, I was... Hey, I was...
Is at and the,
I was
oh, in San Leandro?
The ghetto, yeah. Bird.
The cooler's right there by Habit.
It's
that night we went with Alan, it's with Alan and his boy.
It's for the exclusive drinkers.
Yeah, they don't know what's up. It's
for the exclusive drinkers.
It's for, nah, I'm just kidding. I just went there a couple times. I'm not an exclusive drinker. When I went there, I tried to order at Longanita's, and my friend just laughed at me. He was like, nah, you want Silverado Street or some shit like that.
That's a real brewery right there.
But, like, I'm trying to... Like, well, I went there one time with Mario trying to get these fucking peanut butter jelly beers. They were sold out. And what time was it? It wasn't even that late, right?
That sounds kind of fire.
Late time.
Yeah, but my friend almost got a DUI, but he said, he told the cops, he's like, honestly, I feel like you guys aren't on my side. So I'm not gonna blow in that thing. And they were like, oh, it's good. They tested him, and I guess he wasn't that drunk. They tested him like doing the little put your hand on your nose and shit or whatever.
Nigga, your mom's still cleaning for tomorrow. God damn. It'd be felt hella funny, bro, cause your mom be throwing out parties, but it's for like her friends.
That's how all moms be low-key.
That's why I don't like parties here. I'd be like, yeah, I'll just throw a party at my friends.
And I just give this nigga like 20 bucks and then say congratulations and go back inside. I'm really not trying.
You don't have to do that, Mario. You're going to be here. Your vibe is going to be here. Your vibe is always here. It's always gonna be here, dog. The vibe, the Mario vibe.
The vibes, you know the fucking vibes.
Oh, like Alan, when he lived here, his vibe is still here.
I ain't even lived here.
You
don't my feel vibes it when
you
get bitch.
Here. You like don't feel the no, vibes.
I feel like I lived here before.
Yeah, like the vibes, yeah, right? Like when you don't come here, don't you feel the vibes?
The vibes. What vibe?
It's hard to describe it, but it's the vibes.
Once you leave, you will know the vibes.
Like you're like.
Bro, I haven't even lived here, and I know the vibes. I'm the vibes. You know what I mean?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, this shit's fucking.
That shit like burned halfway down of it.
Where's the lighter?
Okay.
Oh yeah, but you can tell the podcast when we got pulled over.
Oh yeah, we just got pulled over.
What are you watching over there?
None. This nigga Barry just sent me some producer shit. I don't know why he sent it to me.
Oh yeah, but.
You gotta send it to them.
But yeah, more sheriff's things.
And we got pulled over, like.
For no reason.
Yeah. And I tried to make a U-turn to park, and then he was like, hey, I said, stop, nigga, stop. He told me straight up.
Who said that to you?
The cop.
The cop said, if I say stop, nigga, it stop?
Yeah.
He said, nigga?
Nah.
Oh.
Yeah. I was telling Mario, but I would be tripping out if I was the driver too. But Mario, we weren't doing anything wrong. The car didn't smell like weed. We didn't have no weed.
That nigga folded that bitch. That was a low.
Even if we did, it's legal.
Huh?
Even if we did, it was legal. But
yeah,
none of us had a warrant or anything. So.
Let's go.
Tell you what, Jug, watching live PD. You know the tricks. Watching cops and shit.
But Vanessa's fine. I just reposted this.
What?
This shit about the Wes Hayward thing.
About Jose?
Yeah.
Bro, that shit is fucking crazy.
Oh yeah, just call Oscar though. Tell him where they're at.
I just told that nigga. He just said they're gonna be here at like 12.
12? This nigga was supposed to be here. Fuck you, man.
It's 1:23 though. He's just talking like what?
It's 11.
Hey. Gang. He's like, yeah.
I'm loaded.
You're loaded too? Niggas drink?
Bro, I'm swasted.
Are you going to change or what?
Bro, relax. Why are you like fucking on me, bro? You oh, have a crush on me?
Yeah, I got a crush on you. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Come on. I'm gonna change right before we go to Wing Wing.
You ain't ready.
But I'm so juiced for this Wingstop. Wingstop is top 5 foods of all time.
Yeah. No, I don't know about that.
Right, chicken wings?
Top 5 fast food go.
Fast foods. Alright.
What, nigga?
Top 5 McDonald's, fast foods? Nigga. For sure. First one is damn near right now. I'm gonna have to fuck with Chick-fil-A, bruh. Then In-N-Out. Then McDonald's. Burger King. No, McDonald's. Wendy's and Wingstop, boy. Oh, my mama, nigga, you ain't fucking with mine.
All right. Mine, honestly, it's controversial, but honestly.
Oh, look, I don't, on Taco Bell, too, bro. I'm catting.
Honestly, mine is controversial. So. It's Jack in the Box. But I don't know why, always. I don't know. Whenever I had money, I would go to Jack in the Box sometimes, you know? I don't know.
That's it? Jack?
No, and then Wingstop, second.
Alright.
And then third.
Jack is number one, though?
Yeah, it's weird.
That's crazy. Alright,
so Jack, then Wingstop.
It's controversial, I know. And then third is Popeyes.
Ooh, I forgot Popeyes.
Hey, just know, I don't even go there for the chicken sandwiches. I go there because I like it, you know.
Their chicken alone's fine.
Because I used to eat it a lot.
Hell yeah, I feel you.
Number four is probably Wendy's, for sure. All
right.
Yeah, they're fucking chicken nuggets. They're spicy chicken nuggets.
Fine. They're spicy.
And number five, honestly, because I go there a lot, controversial, but McDonald's.
All right.
You can't beat that. It's like...
No, like McDonald's got
to
be...
Some people try to pick, like, In-N-Out and stuff like that. But I go to McDonald's a lot. And I like their spicy McChicken.
Yeah, the Dollar McChicken is unbeaten, bro. Like, ain't nobody can fuck with it. I'd say five Jack because that's like the last thing you'll find open that's always open. Jack is five. In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A,
McDonald's, nigga. And then, nigga, I always gotta go with something, a pizza, nigga. You feel me?
A pizza? Yeah. Is that pizza, count? Nigga. Does that count?
Anywhere where I can pizza's get a pizza.
Nigga. It's way fast. It's like kind of fast food.
Because like, be I was gonna
any
say,
if, tacos,
if anything,
no, that's straight fast food.
No,
we're not
counting that.
Nah.
Bro, you, how long you take you at 5105 retirement? At least 10 minutes.
Nah, but it has to be like a chain. Because honestly, if chain. We're talking about fast food, me and Mario go to El Camino like all the time.
Yeah, what the fuck's El Camino?
This taco restaurant, this Hello Key. It's only for the locs.
for
unincorporated Alameda County, dog. Tell him, Mario.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like up the block.
Is that the block? That's yeah, it.
Cause I like it. Cause it's not like
it's
the
my Rasputin.
It's not the like the regular.
Oh, it's right over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it next door to that
El Camino?
It's because I
gross ass.
It's in that parking lot. It's in that parking lot.
Look.
No, gross.
Which look. One is it?
It's that one inside that parking lot, bro.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a taco meat.
Look,
it's next to Party City.
El Camino.
I like it more because it's not like a burrito steak. It's just like regular steak that they cut up, you know. No way! You've been there?
Yeah,
there's better spots.
I've never been there. If I'm gonna get a taco in San Leandro, it's El Gordo for sure.
Gordo, that's the only spot I'm fucking with in SF,
bro. I think
the one by fucking 24 in Pack and Save.
I think El Gordo right here is overrated.
The one right here is kind of doo-doo. The one in the shopping center.
For a reason, nigga.
This one right here.
Overrated for a reason, my
Chewy.
Chewy,
you talking about the one?
Nah,
right here
I've gone there,
In-N-Out?
And I would rather go to El Camino right? Every day.
You talking about the El Gordo by In-N-Out?
You've been
the
one in, okay.
No, I'm talking about the
Gordo
restaurant
by your
one
house
that's
right
by
here?
Fucking
or the one by Didi's, nigga.
And Didi's, yeah.
I've been to both. I've been to both.
The walking one right here, that one's kind of ass. The one by Didi's is fire.
That one's
kind of
ass.
The one by the little snack bar one, that's kind of
ass. That's ass, bro.
But Didi's, that one is the burrito. At least the burritos. I'm going to vouch for the burritos. That's all I get there is fucking burritos, bro.
No, but yeah, I don't think tacos and stuff count. So what's your five again?
Ew, big dicks, nigga.
Big dicks.
Big dicks. The fuck, nigga? McDicks is fire, nigga.
Yeah, McDonald's gotta.
McDonald's all right, go, Mario.
And every
McDonald's
kid's heart.
Gotta be number one, bro. It don't matter.
Nah, mine is number
five. 5 for 20 chicken nuggets. Their chicken nuggets is undefeated, bro.
True,
no,
no chicken nuggets better than
Wendy's are the best chicken nuggets
no,
in the game.
No, those are
gross, nigga. Are you hearing this?
McDonald's has the best chicken nuggets.
No.
Hands
no.
down. And the best french fries. Hands down.
The Wendy's?
Everything.
Wendy's
McDonald's
has
chicken nuggets and french fries is shitting on everything.
Oh, no. Wendy's,
bro, McDonald's takes every other restaurant and wipes their ass with their chicken nuggets.
Wait,
bro.
Wendy's has better fries than McDonald's and better chicken nuggets. You guys are tripping.
No, okay.
Are you agreeing or no?
What I can say with that
wait, let me hear Mario's opinion. Because what the fuck?
Yeah, I like the Wendy's ones better.
Yeah, right,
what I can say is Wendy's chicken nuggets are fire. Don't get me wrong.
And that sea
they're
salt,
up there.
That Wendy's sea salt.
Hold up. Their chicken nuggets is low key up there
with
McDonald's, but it ain't no chicken nuggets that's ever going to top McDonald's.
No,
bro. I'm sorry, bro. Bro, have you ever been a little kid and be like, "Ooh, let's go to Wendy's"?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You drove past McDonald's and you was like,
"Let's
go to McDonald's,
nigga." With chicken
exactly.
Nuggets,
bro.
4 for 4's junior bacon.
When
and
did
4 for 4's
come out? When did 4 for 4's come out? Like 2 years ago.
No.
Bro, like 2, maybe 3 years ago.
But honestly, I used to go to Wendy's even when they said they had thumbs in the chili. Because it was fire.
That was them yellow wrapper Wendy's.
I
used yellow fry cups and shit. Yeah.
By the one by Lafayette,
I
used to go to
that
one all the time.
My mom was working at that time at Wendy's.
I didn't have Wendy's back then, barely.
I used to go. It's delicious. They put their junior bacon is the best.
I had Wendy's post fingers.
No,
I had Wendy's post them in the chili.
You know what? It's hella like low key.
No, I had it during the chili controversy. I didn't care.
Yeah,
Carl's Junior burgers.
Carl's Junior is like low key, all right,
wait,
but they're so good
wait.
They still stay up in the business
Mario.
Though. You know,
we
what
didn't
mean?
Let Mario do his five.
In-N-Out, Carl's Junior, fucking Wingstop.
Wingstop does not count.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Wingstop counts.
How the fuck does that count? And tacos don't count, nigga.
Because it's a chain.
Nigga, I get like, my tacos in 5 seconds, nigga.
But it's not a chain. If you say Taco
Bell.
Oh,
a chain? Like, okay,
like
okay.
Forever. Like, in all the United States.
Ah, you faggot. Okay.
It's you like know Subway is the largest growing over McDonald's?
Who?
Yeah.
Subway.
Oh,
there's more Subways than McDonald's.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
McDonald's has, I think, maybe McDonald's owns Subway.
Because Subways, all you need is a microwave, dog.
Bro, you don't even need a microwave for half the sandwiches. That there's like over half the sandwiches, you don't even need a microwave.
Yeah. Some niggas want to toast it, dog.
Nah, I feel you. It ain't right unless it's toasted.
Some people want eggs, dog.
Like that cold cut with toasted bread, though, like, psh.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, to start a Safeway, you don't know if you're a merch. Just
hey,
fucking...
Safeway sandwiches.
I mean, Subway.
But Safeway got some fire sandwiches,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
if you go to the Safeway deli, wings. They got good-ass wings. Yep, wings and sandwiches, like, bruh.
You don't know about them.
It's like a private Subway low-key. You feel me?
You don't know about them. Every time I go to Safeway, I go get them wedges and them stingers. You don't know about them stingers.
What's
the wings,
them stingers?
The wings that aren't, like, sauce. They're just, like, spicy...
Like
dry
rub?
Yeah.
That's what this called? Those are fire.
I never had those.
Stingers.
At Mi Pueblo? At Mi Pueblo?
Oh, Mi Pueblo. I'll be having a fire ass one.
You ever had a pee of fucking Mi Pueblo wings to the... to the fucking neck? To the fucking neck?
Oh, fuck. I'm crying, bro.
Because I used to do it on the regular. Like fucking Betty Wap and 6ix9ine, dog. Do you remember those days? No? I would go all the time. I would go.
Ain't that hurt?
Niggas would want to go to McDonald's,
what?
Get a burrito or something, but like, nah, let's go to Meat Pueblo, get a pea of wings. Each.
That nigga said get a
pea of wings don't sound a lot, but it's a lot.
No, for sure.
It's a lot.
No, those wings are fire. Right. What are those called?
Huh?
They're called stingers?
Yeah, Safeway, but the wings in Mi Pueblo are just called chicken wings.
Chicken wings. Alas.
Yeah. They have both the names on there. Yeah, but the...
That's hella funny.
The chicken
those
wings
are
Pueblo.
Fire as fuck, though, for sure. I wish, what's his name, made wings like that. Wingstop, they'll go crazy, nigga. If they had wings like that, you know who got wings like that too? Well, Round Table, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Round Table got wings like that, and they're fire as fuck. Hey, you notice that nigga's hoodie? Who is that?
He had it on his skateboard too, right?
Yeah.
Who,
Cam,
nigga?
You right?
Who?
Cam?
Yeah. That's Cameron, nigga.
I know. I've watched every interview of him. I think he should have been a comedian before he should have been a rapper. Facts?
Truly.
Or facts?
I mean, dumb.
He's hilarious.
Dumb.
Kind of fake. Wait, I don't know. I haven't really heard too much of his rap.
He knows. Yeah, because this nigga's a faggot. You heard that Purple Haze. That shit go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Produced by Kanye. Fucking goat.
Yeah, Cam. I think every rapper... It's kind of like a comedian.
Nah, Cameron's real, like, that nigga's, he's clean. He damn near put the mixtape on.
Yep.
He's like one of the pioneers, at least. Him, 50, and Lil Wayne.
That's a good fucking Mount Rushmore right there.
That's a great Mount Rushmore, nigga. 50 used to hop on niggas' beats and diss them niggas, bro.
And diss them.
Diss them niggas.
That's
like, what the fuck, nigga?
And then go to a festival and beat them up. Wait, he wouldn't beat them up. He'd be like this in the back, and then he'll get his ass.
Hey, you ever
like
heard
he
what
did.
Happened to the Summer Jam in New York when that nigga was like first like popping? That nigga Jay-Z had heard about that nigga, right? Because he had hopped on one of Jay-Z's beats. And Jay-Z was like, he's like, I heard what you said. The shit was hot. You know I gotta get you back, right? He's like, all right, do your thing, right, bro? And that nigga went out, bro, to the crowd to perform. Right when he went to perform, that nigga said, I'm about a dollar. What the fuck is 50 Cent, bro? And then he said the whole crowd. He was like, nigga, I didn't know 50,000 people knew who 50 Cent was. At that point, I was like, damn, bro, I'm popping. That's clean.
That's so funny.
I would not mind if Jay-Z dissed me.
Nope.
I would not mind if Jay-Z dissed me, bro. That's damn near GOAT.
Wait, why is 50 Cent's name 50 Cent?
True.
I don't know, nigga. That's a hard ass MC name, bro.
I never thought of that.
What would be your rap name?
There's some reason behind it.
Yeah.
Gotta be. He's half a man or something.
Look it up. Nobody,
you wanna go rock over there? There's been like almost 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, your food?
Yeah, it's about to be. Them niggas about to close. And
what
then,
time did you call? They close at midnight.
Come on.
Is my phone still on?
All right, podcast. All right. 50 Cent's name, Jax, adopted this nickname 50 Cent.
Wait.
Jackson adopted this nickname 50 Cent as a metaphor for change. The name was inspired by Kelvin Martin, a 1980s Brooklyn robber known as 50 Cent. Jackson chose it because it says everything I want it to say. I'm the same kind of person. 50 Cent was I proven for myself by any means. My bad.
So it was like an old school robber back in the day in Brooklyn?
I guess.
That's kind of raw.
Alright, guys. I'm going to end it.
Why are you going to bed?
Hey, we're talking about Disney Channel shows. Even Stevens, look at this.
We're talking
look
about Disney Channel shows.
The Even Stevens movie, I could tell you the straight up the beginning of it. Straight up the opening scene.
Like all the lines?
So it just pans into their backyard. Into Shia LaBeouf's character.
LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
And he's just
hey, don't that nigga got a podcast?
I think probably. Maybe. And he's just in his chair and his sister's, you know, nagging at him like, is this where you're gonna be? You know, in this mechanical chair that feeds him hot dogs and also has the TV. It's like, this is what you can do all summer. And then they find out that there's a little getaway they could go to. And you guys know what happens after that.
Yeah.
What are the shark? Oh. This nigga, bro. You know what I fucked with?
What?
They have the Lizzie McGuire one. I used
oh,
to
Lizzie McGuire. I want a pipe Lizzie McGuire. Shit.
Who did it?
Lizzie now? McGuire? Still?
Lizzie McGuire, she's so sexy now.
No way.
Oh, yeah, she looked like a little cool junkie that I want to just pipe.
Lizzie
nigga.
McGuire, a.k.a. Hillary Duff. You know who it is. You know what's up.
You know,
listening to this? Yelling. What's up? I'm trying to fizzuck. You know what I mean?
And this sidekick.
I'm trying Alan, to finuck. You know what I mean?
Choo choos on you,
no, bitch ass. No, he not invited. This is just for me. Right, I'm trying right, to finuck. You know what I mean?
And then
I'm
going to get the seconds. Nigga.
That part.
And then I'm going to drug you after.
All right, top three cartoons.
What? Oh, Ed and Eddie. That's it.
That's easy.
From our. Wait.
Does
all
like,
time?
Does,
all time?
All time. Okay. No,
does
no.
Does like
no
Disney
cartoons.
Channel shows count as cartoons or got to be like.
Yeah.
Like no. Real cartoons.
Cartoons, yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean? What?
Never mind.
You're talking about like Disney Channel, like Zach Live and like
No.
No.
Top three cartoons for me is first of all time for sure SpongeBob. And then I'm probably gonna go with Fairly Odd Parents.
So crazy. So it's used sticking. We're sticking Nickelodeon.
And then
second.
The last one, I think I might go with Codenames Kids Class Door.
Oh, Codenames Kids Class Door.
No, it's Codenames Kids Next Door.
Yeah, oh, Next Door.
This thing is loaded.
What did I say?
Codenames Kids Next Door.
Oh, you said something.
Yeah, he said that. Exactly that.
Codenames Kids Next Door, right?
Yeah, you said something. We got on the podcast.
Codenames Next Door. So I don't know what the fuck. Anywho, I say Ed and Eddie. I did like Fairly Odd Parents, but I fuck with Jimmy Neutron way more.
Jimmy Neutron
was the shit.
The Jimmy Neutron movie? Where they do the competition?
No, you remember the Jimmy Neutron and Fairly Odd Parents movie? Yeah. When they combined worlds, nigga. That shit was raw. What the fuck else?
They have the other Jimmy Neutron movie that was like actually.
Oh, Dragon Ball Z, nigga, what the fuck? That shit
that's
was
an
wrong,
anime,
nigga.
Though. That's kind
that of... counts, faggot. That's a cartoon.
What do you think, the judge?
Dom? It's a cartoon.
Nigga, it was a Cartoon Network, my nigga.
Anime is just like a subgenre of cartoon.
Alright, top three. Alright, for sure, the regular show, number one. I don't know if you guys watch the regular show.
Nah, nigga.
Never?
Never.
You watched it?
The regular show?
Yeah.
Which one is that with?
In that show, they had Childish Gambino and Tyler
Creator. Is that the one with the little white thing and the blue thing with the beard? The blue bird with the beard?
No, this nigga's talking about like
it's regular. A brown raccoon and a bird, yeah. And a blue
What's
bird.
The one with that like white guy? It's like a white character.
Adventure Time.
That's Adventure Time.
Hey, y'all remember
the regular show?
I'm gonna give you a gem. Oh, go ahead. Let me finish that shit. Go ahead.
Number two is Chowder.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Hey, Chowder's hella funny, bro. I'm not
Chowder. Gonna
it's scary deep though. You like the metaphors they put in that? Yeah. It's out of pocket, bro.
It's funny because it's just like the type of comedy I like. Number three.
Hey, hold on, time out. So my partner likes that show, and he says like the background never moves. Is that true?
The background moves. This is their silhouette of their clothes doesn't move. So when they move, the silhouette. I don't know how you explain it.
All right, whatever. So Chowder, of course.
Number three, Courage, the Cowardly.
Courage. I was gonna say that, but
hey, I'm gonna give you two gems though that were fire as fuck, nigga. The Grim Reaper, the
Billy Mandy,
Grim Adventures of New, yes. Grim Adventures of Billy Mandy.
That one and Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Oh yeah, that goes crazy.
That nigga Blue, that nigga with Blue was hella funny, bro.
They made the Grim Reaper Jamaican.
Yeah,
that shit was funny.
That's fucking awesome. They gave him a little
fake patois, huh? You know what patois is?
No.
Hey,
that Jamaican accent. You know when people do it.
Hey, they won that nigga playing Limbo, nigga.
Yeah. Fuck, that show was awesome.
That show was hella funny, bro. But Foster's Home for Imagination.
Kids Next Door is one of my favorite ones, too.
Because Blue was hilarious.
But you guys don't know about Camp Lazlo?
That show was gay, no bro. Way.
You didn't like it?
Nigga, Tom? We was old when that show came out, bro.
You want me to look up when it came out? Yeah,
bro.
Touching each other nude.
Hey, bitch, are you mad because you weren't there to see the Divas fight? It ain't my fault, nigga. You didn't stick around.
Was it say, what's it called?
You know what it was with you? You liked it hella early, bruh. So when you caught it late, bruh, you just didn't like it no more.
I used to watch it.
Yeah, exactly, because you caught it early, like with The Rock and Stone Cold.
Hey, no, one thing that I reminisce about, those WDB ice creams. With the fucking
the chocolate, you get the card.
The chocolate, and then there's like a cookie. Those,
Chewy?
Dom.
I mean Chewy, my bad. You ever got those, Dom?
Look.
Ever got what?
Those ice creams, and then you get like the fucking card, like it'll be John Cena, Triple H, or The Undertaker.
Camp Lazlo came out in 2005.
That was pretty old, bro.
What's Camp Lazlo?
The one with the fucking the monkey, nigga.
Oh yeah, I never watched that one.
What?
Yeah,
that show, bro.
What about my right, gym, my gym back, partner?
Like, what about Cat Dog?
Oh,
Cat Dog was fire.
Or Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold was goat.
Or Running Stimp.
Ren and
Stimpy. What about Angry Beavers?
Angry Beavers.
Remember Angry Beavers?
I don't remember that. But you know what was fire too? Johnny Bravo. Johnny Bravo was the shit.
Oh, Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo was the shit, bro.
Johnny Bravo was going stupid.
Hey.
What about Doug? You guys remember though? Doug?
I didn't like Doug. He was kind of boring.
Remember the ice cream? No.
You shitting me?
I'm not shitting you, brother.
The ice cream, bro. Like, you get... It was like a fucking simple ice cream. Vanilla ice cream with, like, chocolate covered.
And you just got a card in
and
it?
And you got a card in it. It was WWE.
Oh, so. The WWE... You never had those?
That sucks. That's sad.
They discontinued them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I wish I had those cards still.
My mom never bought me shit like that. It was always ice cream.
You go to the ice cream truck. You never got ice cream
from
out the
an
school?
Ice cream truck?
Yeah.
When I went to ice cream truck, I got a snowstorm or shots.
You need a fucking...
I never got the...
You need a... what is it?
Snowstorm or shots, bro. Those are my shit.
You need to widen your horizon, dog.
What do you mean widen my horizon?
You need to try it.
WWE ice cream?
I thought you was a WWE fan. You disappoint me.
Shut the fuck up, whore.
Faggot.
Nigga, suck my dick.
Yeah, bro. In 05 for Shirley was watching wrestling, my nigga. That was the shit, bro.
Yeah, the cutout.
I remember going to school talking about Monday Night Raw. I was like, nigga, did you see the...
You know, you sleep over at Alan's house, you wake up, and you see the cutout. You're like, oh, shit, what the fuck is that?
Yeah,
what the fuck is it?
At the crib. Yeah, that shit used to scare you?
I'm like, Some dude just chilling right here, dog.
Hey, I had the like actual size of the cutouts, like of the wrestlers.
Yeah, cutouts. Uh-huh, I just like they practice kissing with them and shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He'd be like, "Oh, Triple H."
No.
Bruh.
I had
these go crazy.
I had,
but I never. I remember these. Okay, I remember this one. I had one of those.
Exactly.
Is that John Cena? It's not John Cena. That's Hulk Hogan. I had the Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I had that one.
I don't remember it coming with a card.
Let me see the black one.
You cut it out of the box. It was the part of the box, dog.
Dumbass.
See, I don't even. I didn't know that, nigga.
Let me see, Troy.
I was reminiscing on those, and I tried to see if I could buy them. They're discontinued.
Yeah, these were the ones for sure. Down the Rock one though, nigga.
You know what else I got at the ice cream place? At the elementary school? Same ice cream place? Or I got these. So we put you guys on Minute Maid.
Hold on. Talk about. I gotta tell this nigga about my cutouts, bro.
Cutouts.
Hey, bro. So this nigga crashed for like a whole summer in my spot. So this nigga was living with me for the whole summer. Anywho. Nigga, I had cutouts, right? My mom had just got me some brand new cutouts and some wrestlers. I fucked that shit hella heavy, bro.
Yeah, I think you had a couple soccer players.
I had Rey Mysterio, nigga. And Rey Mysterio was like about my height at that time. He was like 5'6". I was 5'6". So he was like, nigga, I had Dave Bautista, nigga. That nigga was like 6'6", bro. So that's a big ass nigga. So
you had John Cena, it's for sure.
I did not have John Cena. I wish I had John Cena.
No, you had John Cena.
I swear to God, I didn't. It was just Batista and Rey Mysterio.
And did he have a soccer player?
I didn't. You remember what I used to get though? The tattoos from your dad's about your dad's shop. That used to. You remember you used to go get the tattoos? That came with hella tattoos. Came with like both them on America.
You just put the water over like a rag. Yeah. And peel that shit off.
I put that shit all over my wall, bruh.
Sticker or tattoo?
You been to Mexico and the free ones you be getting on the chips? No. You know about those?
Go ahead, Trey. Go ahead. Continue your podcast. Anyways, the cutouts were fire. Fuck y'all niggas because y'all parents didn't love y'all.
I wish I had a cutout of like fucking, I don't know.
Porn star.
That would be wet. Now, for sure. Damn. Even middle school, I would have for surely loved Alexis Texas.
What was I going to tell you guys?
Nigga, my mom gave me a fucking a pocket pussy in middle school, bro.
Yeah. There you go, kid.
This nigga say, there you go.
Have fun.
I didn't use it not once, bro.
That would be weird, huh?
I gave it to my partner, though.
Yeah. It was like, for
sure. For sure, bro.
Oh yeah, let me tell you. So let me put you guys on this concoction I used to do in middle school and elementary school. Minute Maid lemon ice cream. You know the sherb thing.
What? Minute Maid.
Dom, you know what I'm talking about?
Sure. What?
The Minute Maid lemon sherb ice cream.
Lemon sherbet?
Like lemon, the Minute things that come in the cup?
I never had one of those.
What?
What?
Wait, pull it up. I need to see that.
No way. You guys are sick, dog.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
And they came sometimes in cherry?
Oh, yep. I know exactly what you're talking about. I already told them, you catty bitch, don't ever hit me back up for some studio time. Unless you finna pay me. Just text them that too.
If you don't know these, you
know. Oh, I've had those for sure at Great America.
Let me see.
I used to get these at Great America. Right? They're just like a frozen.
Yes,
they're just frozen lemonades.
Hey.
Nah, they were smooth though. They were in a swirl, bro. So you got to.
But with that, and you
the strawberry ones were better to me.
And look. And you just put a little Coke in it. The soda.
Oh, you did used to do that.
And I looked it up, and apparently it's like some gourmet food. Lemon sherb and Coca-Cola. Some sort of gourmet. And I thought I invented it. Nigga. I thought I invented it.
Nigga.
I fucking put the fucking soda. I was like, oh, shit, this is smack. Because I was like drinking, and I was like,
hold up.
Yeah, and I poured it, and I was like, this shit smack. And I looked it up. I was like, bro. I was like, has anybody, is this on Reddit or something?
I remember when I used to come over, bro. My mom used to drop me off and shit. I come over, bro. And then his mom used to dip. And then, bro, there'd be no type of food. Like, we literally used to scavenge that shit.
I was telling him, I used to be fucking living off of cans before coronavirus, dog.
Oh, mamas, bro.
I'd be like, you want some peaches in
like,
a can?
It's cool, bro. He's like, I usually survive off this shit. I got us.
I used to call this, I wish I had a camera, because I used to call it Hood Kitchen. I would make a fucking food off of nothing, dog. You know what I'm talking about? Just hell fucking yeah. Just bullshit at the house.
That like fat a fucking nigga meal, bro. Like, you gotta eat something.
Nah, but sometimes I just eat peaches for days, dog.
But now we got money, though.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't gotta starve no more. Josh got it lucky. Josh got food, and he got you and this nigga Oscar. So when he's hungry, he just asks you niggas.
Wasn't
Josh
yet.
Hella funny.
But, yeah, fucking, I was telling this guy, too, I've eaten more top ramen, more cup of noodles than anybody's ever seen, dog.
Damn,
a worker at a fucking job, fucking, I haven't seen any more
time. Even in college, too?
No, in college, I was eating pretty good. Off that government check, dog. Nah, and then I had a dining hall, so I could just go in whenever I wanted.
Off Roosevelt's food 24/7?
Yeah, and I would steal hella shit. There'll be like fucking for cereal, there'll be like gallons of milk. Uh-huh. I'll take one of those fucking gallons to my dorm. Or fucking make a sandwich at the fucking dining hall and fucking put them in my freezer. Not freezer, fridge, you know.
Wait, so you went there for 4 years, right?
Yeah.
That was tight.
2 years I lived
there. The food
in
there was
dorm.
Cool?
It was alright. It's just sometimes.
What you graduate on again?
Technology Information Management. TIM, they call it. But the food was good. It's just sometimes they would have like meatless Mondays and shit. So it depends. Look, there's different. In Santa Cruz, there are different colleges with different dining halls. I was in College 10, but College 8 had that fire.
You could go to College 8?
So yeah,
bro.
I could go to any
you
college.
You was probably never bored there, bro. Like, even when, like, there's a club over there, let's just go to Santa Cruz, the boardwalk. That shit's fire. Damn, I haven't been there in years, bro. Last time I went there was when I was a senior. No. Yeah.
And then Thursdays, they let everybody from if you have your school ID, they're letting in the clubs for free, so it's pretty cool.
That's tits.
Thursdays. College night.
Like,
yeah,
I got extra woods and extra drink. Come on.
Classic. But that's when I was out of the dorm. That's when I was living off campus. But yeah, college.
You live with your homie, the black bro?
No.
Okay.
He went to OMI with me.
Oh, okay.
But, no, I lived with Andy.
Andy went to Santa Cruz?
Yeah, so look.
What the fuck?
No. It's a joke.
Fucking finally, you bitch ass niggas. We was about to be ready to dip.
Really?
We're in a podcast.
They're gone.
So we need.
It's bad, nigga. You want some?
Nah, I just had a Jack right now.
You gotta say your top three cartoons.
They left for reals without even saying anything?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm about to drop that nigga, bro.
Who, Lords?
Yeah.
Why,
no,
he was teed
was
up or
friend.
What?
No, it was another friend that dropped me off.
So where's Lawrence?
He could.
Bro, I'm about to call this nigga, bro. Alright,
top three cartoons. That's good.
For, I would say, Adventure Time. Chowder.
Chowder, for sure.
You got that nigga hooked up and brainwashed.
Who?
Me? Chowder? Did I tell you about Chowder?
Nah, I've been on Chowder.
I've been on Chowder before, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
and SpongeBob, of course, because who doesn't like SpongeBob?
I don't fucking like SpongeBob.
You
want
to hear mine?
SpongeBob number one. You sound stupid as fuck
like
right now.
It's cool, bro.
You
don't
want to hear mine?
I'm
regular
not
show?
I'm fucking faggot Sponge talking, nigga.
You're mad.
I'm no.
not mad. He's angry.
With Charles Jamino.
Why the fuck would I be angry?
Regular show, and then I said Chowder, and then I said Courage.
I'll never talk about SpongeBob.
There was better characters than that nigga, bro.
Please
sorry. At least Mickey Mouse was
please shut your mouth.
He had a bitch.
How about three shows from each?
Nah, I don't fuck with Mickey Mouse. That nigga's a faggot too.
Cartoon Network and Disney, bro, because each of them had raw ass shit.
All right, go.
Alright, two from each.
There you go.
So, SpongeBob from Nickelodeon and SpongeBob. And,
Wait, this nigga's too young, bruh.
This classic ones.
Can I say George Lopez? Or that no, does not count. you said cartoons, right?
This nigga said Nick at Night. Bruh, nigga started gonna say Fresh Prince.
That's not even an original show from fucking George, from Cartoon Network.
Nickelodeon.
Bruh.
Can I say George Lopez?
This nigga said Nick at Night.
You're hilarious, I damn near about to go home and watch this.
But George Lopez is a classic.
I actually don't know what other cartoon is on Nick.
You gotta be shit. He's too young, bro.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah, Jimmy Neutron, nigga. He's too young, bro. He's too young.
Yeah.
No, I remember those.
Drake and Josh, nigga. Amanda Show, nigga. Damn. Sucks. That's right. My shit.
Cat Dog.
That's honestly my favorite shit from Nickelodeon.
Alright, how about Disney?
There's no cartoons at Disney. You're gonna name fucking shows like Drake and Josh.
Nah, there was cartoons at Disney.
What show?
Phineas and Ferb.
Okay, that's one that I didn't fucking like.
Kim Possible.
Nope, didn't fuck with it.
Kim Possible was fire.
Didn't like it.
What else? Oh no! You know what's on Kids Next Door? Spy Kids. What is it called?
That's on Cartoon
Kids
Network.
That's on Cartoon Network.
That was on
Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network.
What the fuck is that?
It's the CO2 one.
Dude, we got fucked up today in the pool, bro.
Really?
This nigga bought some Henny, and I bought some White Claws, and then Frank, my partner Frank, his bitch brought more White Claws. We were pretty drunk.
You guys didn't say nothing.
Nigga, you don't drink, dog.
I know. Maybe a White Claw or two.
Well, tomorrow I'll bring some. Do you play tomorrow?
Yeah. We're playing here for my mom.
Oh, okay. Lit. So for surely you will be here.
Yeah.
Without a fucking jabroni. I'm gonna sock Lawrence tomorrow if I see that bitch ass nigga.
Wait, did you guys bring my stuff time. Up?
We got the shit, bro. It's in his room.
Oh, that's fucked, actually.
Fucking control your clients, nigga.
He was teed up?
Huh?
He was teed up?
Nah, he didn't drink nothing.
Bitch.
So but today, where we're playing at, they started tripping on us for $60.
Why?
Because they're like, because their total was $2,160, right? And like, everything. And then they're like, oh, just do $2,100. And we're like, nah, we don't do discounts. And they're just, it was just going back and forth. And they just gave us the $2,160. And then they left. And then we're like shaking their hands. And they didn't want to shake our hands. So then we just cut. And
what if the niggas would have brought out the strap on you niggas? You would have said $2,100?
Those niggas were not strapped up.
Where'd you play at?
In Oakland on Cherry and 98.
Damn, TFT fucking high, nigga.
It was inside. You would not have lasted in there. We were fucking dripping bullets.
That's hella funny. You took Lawrence? That nigga stinks like shit.
No, we take Lawrence because
he's saying that.
He's our
assistant. I'm mad at that nigga.
No,
my fucking time today.
But there's the truth behind that. Sometimes you be smelling like some other shit.
A little funky, yeah. My nigga.
You guys are fucking fucking
my nigga, UW be smelling like that sometimes too, bruh. Don't worry about it. It's for you to find out, bruh.
Alright, so what was I going to...
My nigga got that shit. I look good.
You motherfuckers.
It's for real, bruh.
Alright, so Lawrence, he's our assistant. We pay him $20.
I feel like y'all treat that nigga like we used to treat Ben, bruh.
Ben who?
Yeah, you don't know Ben.
Ben 10 was another show, too.
Oh, yeah, Ben 10 was a shit, actually. Yeah.
It's Cartoon Network.
How about Teen Titans? You guys say that?
Nah, that's gay.
Teen Titans, go!
That's some
How about
shit.
Yu-Gi-Oh?
No, this shit go crazy. No.
You didn't say Yu-Gi-Oh, Chewie?
These niggas wanted to take Dragon Ball Z from me.
Dragon Ball Z is actually...
I don't count it.
You said what, nigga?
That shit's not raw, actually.
You're a faggot. Are you a Naruto fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I exactly. Faggot.
How did you know?
Because I know. Nigga, you look at your walls. You got Naruto shit all over it.
But Josh is more of a Naruto fan than I am.
Okay, nigga. Like, all the newer niggas are Naruto fans, bro. I'm a Dragon Ball Z nigga, bro.
I'm actually a Bleach type of guy.
I said, like,
what the fuck
you
is
you.
That?
It's an anime.
What'd you lose? Your hair tie?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get.
Shut up, bitch.
I've always liked Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yu-Gi-Oh! Was fire too, and Pokemon, nigga. Pokemon was fire as fuck.
I didn't really like Pokemon.
Nah, the show was fire. I'm not talking about playing cards, nigga.
Look, Yu-Gi-Oh! Had a fucking storyline.
Pokemon, so did Pokemon, just like, nigga. Where are they Pokemon going? Had like five movies.
Hey, can I use the bathroom right here, bro?
Yeah. It's like, is he gonna catch them all? Is there ever gonna be all?
Hey, bro. If you got a Duke.
No, I should have
pissed. I was about to say, you better go to Oscar's bathroom because you do not fit there.
Well, it's just locked.
It's locked?
It's locked. Just go around, bro.
You call
I was
Josh.
Standing up for 6 hours.
Hey, yeah, you should call Josh.
It's alright, don't even shit. I'll just wait.
I'll call.
Oh, just piss right there. Yeah, 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 pee right there.
That's where I've been pissing.
You said it.
I thought you had to take a shit. I was about to be like, yeah, you're going to have to wait on that, buddy. Shit. See? We y'all gonna play that Cinco Uno Cero?
Yeah. So we're gonna play all our new shit too tomorrow if you want us to.
What?
What?
Y'all need Dom Perignon to perform for free, nigga.
You want to?
If hey.
What?
You wanna perform tomorrow?
No.
There you go. That's his response.
Just tee him up with him.
He ain't gonna perform.
What was I gonna say?
Damn, like, nigga, Los Bohemios de la Bahia say you don't wanna perform with them niggas, bro?
I'm not rapping in front of your mom's neck, bro. I don't do that, but it's different for them. Like, their music's at least a little more appropriate. I might be like,
what? Their music's appropriate? Your music's appropriate?
Nah, but I know where Dom's coming from, because I wouldn't like... It's some... One thing is in front of strangers, but one thing's in front of family. Right? Isn't it weird, so weird, performing in front of family?
Like, you perform in front of Jabari's mom.
But Jabari's mom's different. She likes smoke guns with me.
Black, she, nigga.
Like, no, because she'll smoke blunts with me and talk about whatever. Like, it's
this is weird. It's weird performing.
My homie said he got
Oscar understands me. You get me, Oscar.
My homie said he got a little
you got money, Larry, bro.
For what?
That sings. Trap Corridos,
yeah, bro.
Bro,
I lost my hair, so I have a letter, but my bad.
What's his name?
You want to check him out? He's not big. He got notebooks on notebooks of music.
What's his name?
I don't fucking know his name, nigga.
Yeah.
You want to check him out? Because I don't know shit about Corridos, nigga. He's from Frisco.
We out.
What's good? You sure?
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you.
Tell him.
He said, my friend, he said he'll pay for that, nigga. It's all good. He'll pay for his music and shit. Like, he just wants to, you know, record some shit.
Let's hear him. I want to hear him first.
No shit, nigga. Wanted to take him to Vital, nigga.
That's good. You should act. You're gonna sponsor
him? I'm not fucking sponsoring him. I don't know shit about it, bro.
You can actually, and he can play.
I'm asking you. If you give me the green note, then it's good. Then I have to talk to him, and then if he agrees, then it's good.
Oh, so I tell you if he slaps?
Or you can have pretty him, much. But you gotta give me a percentage of that.
No, nah, that's all you. I'm
not gonna. You gotta give me a percentage.
Oscar's like, I'm doing my own shit.
You can still have a little nigga on the side. Nigga's only 17, bro. He say he's raw. But I don't know shit about Corridos, bro.
I need to hear him. I need to hear him. Because everyone says everyone's raw.
Yeah. But the thing about my homie, he don't fuck around. And if he's going to invest money in it, he's not going to invest somewhere he's going to lose money. He's not stupid. So I told him, are you sure? Positive 100? He was like, yes. But I was like, all right, let's get my little cousin, and we'll talk, and we'll hear this nigga sing.
And the good thing is that with this Mexican shit, you're never losing money, because you can always do gigs every weekend and win money off of that. You can charge whatever and just pay him whatever you want.
And I don't know about that, bear.
Why?
You're right, huh?
That's jig.
Y'all charge $360 an hour?
Nah, well, now we charge $450.
Oh, since the song blew up, huh?
To some Randy's, we charge them $450. But if you're an old-time customer, $300. If you're, like, one of our boys, $360.
What about family, nigga?
What depends, like.
I got this.
Bro, they hit on this target for all the TVs, Xboxes, everything.
And this is
charging you. Yeah, you know her. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Chewy.
300. Chewy?
You don't like that. Yeah,
I'm just asking, nigga, if you would.
I'll pay them not to play music at a party that I'm at.
What?
I don't like that music.
All right, me, faggot.
Make my head hurt.
You? Well, depends from what, though. If you want us to play at, like, one of your events or something, we have to charge you $450.
Oh, my God. $450.
without the discount.
For and that, but that's for like a whole presentation, like that's like, oh, dressing up nice, fancy, you know. But if you're getting us at hours, like hours.
Alright, so I'm having a birthday party here.
Right here. 300 probably. Well, depends how long you want us. If you want us more than an hour or two, we're charging like 300. But like an hour or two, like working tomorrow, is just free.
So mom gets free and I get 300?
No, but my mom only gets free because it's only 1 or 2 hours. If she said, "Oh, I want you guys to play for 4 hours, 5 hours," then
your band would be like, "Yeah."
Then my band, I would tell my mom, "Oh, just give them like $100 an hour or something."
And you would, I get it. I'd
play for free. Cause I'm not gonna charge my mom. What?
I was feeling that though.
Shame on you, Oscar.
No, but it's an agreement.
Shame on you.
It's an agreement. Once you're in a group.
No, I feel you. It's not just you, bro.
Yeah. I have to pay them because they're coming out of their own. You
know? He just texted me.
Who?
Lawrence.
What'd he say?
He said, "It's because my group finished hella late, bro. My bad, bro. You know I'm trying to get to work."
Be like, "Fuck you." Send her a voice of that. Let me say it. Fuck you.
You know how much he made? 160.
How? What did he do?
Nothing. He just takes our speakers inside, and once we're done, just takes them back. But we pay him $20 every hour.
That's clean.
Shit, I wish I could go hang out with my niggas
for 160. Hey, say that. Fella?
Just to be there.
Just to be fucking hella funny.
Oh, he got Android, boy.
Go ahead.
He got Android, but that one types it out.
No, he doesn't have Android. He has an iPhone.
No, he don't, nigga. His shit's green.
Bruh, he literally has an iPhone 8.
Why is it green? Let me see your phone. Let me text him from your phone. No.
Look.
Hey, we're all touching the bed.
Oh, shit.
You ready to cut soon?
It's hard. Wait. Actually, why the fuck is this shit green? Look, it was blue like a week ago. Why is this shit green?
He lost his phone?
No, he has.
Maybe his data is off.
I gotta set up my
When phone. I would turn my data would be about to run out, I'll turn that shit off. I'll be on green mess. I'll be like, "I don't know what you're sending me, but I got green messages right
what
now."
What the?
Thanks, you run through my data. Hell of a mess. Then I upgraded to unlimited.
No, but his.
I can't live life without unlimited, dog.
Bro.
No, that's trash.
I used to have like 30 gigs of data a month, bro.
That's hella, isn't it?
Hella little, bro. You can run that shit in like 2 days, bro. If like you just be on your phone.
Let me see how much
to YouTube
how much
videos. A couple YouTube videos.
Man.
I'm on freaking Instagram the whole day.
You probably use like 1,000 gigs a month.
YouTube, bro.
Probably like 1,000 gigs a month. Easy.
1,000 gigs?
That much you used?
Damn, no. I'm not even high no more, bro.
I don't know, maybe less, maybe like 500 or 600.
Wait, where does it say it, though?
I don't know. Well, I probably won't say on that. It's like through your data plan.
Imagination. This is just fuck you.
Bless you.
Thanks.
Oh,
okay.
I know there's this thing you call. It's like.
It's 31 gigabytes and it starts again on June 6th.
Shut up, jabroni.
That's how much you get a month?
No, we have unlimited, but we've used 31 gigabytes, and it resets on June 6th.
Nah, maybe not 1,000 gigs, you right.
This nigga said my group. I mean, like, you're not the group. What should I say? Hey, just... you just carry shit? No, I ain't gonna be mean. I feel like you niggas are hella mean to that nigga already, bro.
Equipment manager.
I'll be like, "Yeah, you're not the group. You're the equipment. You're not a part of the group."
Nah, Lawrence hella cool. That nigga was fucking cracking me up.
Oh, yeah, you didn't let me tell you the story, though. Where we started talking about how much we would charge. Oh, yeah, so this guy gave him weed right there at the party. This guy gave him weed. It was just like 2 nugs. He just filled up a Swisher, Dutch, or whatever it was with it. And then when we're leaving, how I told you guys that they were mad at us, they were tripping on us, like really mad for no reason, because they were probably drunk. And then when we're leaving, they asked Lawrence, they're like, "Hey, where's my weed, little nigga?"
They asked them that?
Yes.
Why?
For no reason, because they were just mad over $60.
And then what did they say?
Lawrence just gave them back their the swisher.
He said, "I am." They paid me.
He had it, smoked it,
and be like, "Give me my weed, little nigga." Just say that.
I would have been like, I would have been like, right here, bro.
Wait, he hadn't smoked it?
No, he hadn't smoked it.
So they punked him for the tree bag?
Yeah. Well, that was and that's what we told Lawrence. We're like, bro, nothing's for free, bro. Always like either, just, you know.
Bro, they set the police station on fire.
Which one?
In Minneapolis, they said a Target, a AutoZone, and a police station.
Oh yeah, I seen the Target got raided or something.
Nigga, I would've came up so tough.
Hella electronics.
Nigga, I got so much food and medicine. Fuck electronics, nigga.
Some pros?
I would've got so much fucking medicine. I would've for surely got hella codeine.
Is there still some of them ice cubes?
Nah, they were gone. I think I got the last one already.
This nigga, the door is locked regardless.
I got the key, though.
Not for outside, nigga.
I'd have to walk all the way to the front.
No shit.
Wait, Chewy, so how about this? Where's the pizza, though?
Oh, yeah, about that,
I gave it to these guys.
Pause,
yeah, we fucked that pizza up.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah, and then this nigga
pepperoni and bacon go fire with some jalapenos.
I don't like that
though.
Shit, bro. That's a little.
You don't like jalapenos much. In your pizza?
That's a little too much. Little too much.
I can't
much,
agree with you on that one. Right.
I like jalapenos on my pizza.
Pizza Guy's best pizza though.
Pizza Guy?
Pizza Guy.
Never had it.
You guys never had it?
You just had it today.
You guys had my own mic.
That was my own mic.
Oh, that was my own mic. So
no, but Pizza Guy.
Because he always gets fucking the pepperoni bacon
from Pizza Guy.
I forgot.
What the fuck? Pizza Guys?
I've never heard of it.
See, you guys never tried it, but let me put you on.
Fat Slice was my favorite pizza.
Yeah, that shit was the joke.
You ever have Fat Slice?
From Berkeley?
Yeah.
I'm going to say to keep it a buck, if I'm getting a pizza, I'm getting Costco, bro.
No, I hate Costco.
Nah, it's because the thing about Costco, if you let it get too cold, that fucking cheese gets congealed and you can't melt it again. You put it in the microwave.
That's why
for, like,
you put it in the oven, dumbass.
You
mean
you put it in the oven?
Nah.
This is just a layer of cheese and
it
doesn't melt.
You haven't.
He's
though.
Not
Am I tripping?
Lying.
Am
He's
I
not
tripping?
Lying. Nah.
Wait, but hold on. That
I'm
cheese,
not lying. He's lying.
That cheese is lightweight kind of good, though, when it's cold like that.
Exactly, like, nigga. Frozen pizza.
Look, I would never eat a cold Costco cheese pizza.
That sucks.
That's literally the best.
So that's the best.
I would eat a pepperoni.
No way.
Exactly.
You would eat pepperoni's the only thing, and the flavor. The flavor.
But Costco's not the best pizza.
First early. Yeah. The bread, best bread.
Bro, the best bread is Domino's in my opinion.
Have you guys?
Hell no, nigga.
Have you guys tried that Nick's pizza or something like that?
Nick, no.
Oakland style pizza.
Oakland style?
Yeah. Dario's got these like cinnamon sticks with this like icing dip, bro. It's like a little dessert, bro. That's just so boomstick, bro.
Yeah. And they're trying.
Bro, they're so good. They're like these little cinnamon sticks and they come with this like icing dip, bro. Like,
I think I've tried those.
Bro. You the type to order that Oreo pizza.
No. It's not a pizza. It's like a side. It's just little sticks. It's like a dessert side. These little cinnamon
sticks. How long
sticks.
Y'all stayed up there for?
What do you mean?
Like your homies.
I actually don't know. Wait, so what happened? Oh yeah, I was right here chilling. For how long? Just by myself.
With the homies?
Nah, just by myself.
What do you got on the pool today?
Bro, I got it before you guys came.
I know we was about to slide, bruh, but we have to handle some business. And so then we slid over here after. And we hit up Chewy. I think Chewy probably thought we wasn't going to come. We just caught that nigga outside lacking.
Hey, I was going to go take a dab at my friend's house.
Then this nigga came back.
Like, oh, shit. You guys came?
Yeah, we came.
So we have some Chewy last days, though.
Why?
It was Monday.
Oh, yeah. I gotta go to work next month. Not this month coming up, but the next month.
God damn.
Don't you work on Monday too?
Yeah. But I actually kind of fucked up though.
What?
Because our manager said, oh, next week studio. And studio's an all day thing.
You better tell that nigga Raul. I mean, or what's Rafa, the nigga name? Rafa. That it's bad, bro.
No, it's not. It's cause, bro, I need to work though. I don't need to, but I want to work.
You need work.
Yeah.
But
no, I don't need it.
Your
I want
contract
to.
Just came up, bro. You gotta do it.
I know.
Unless your construction's willing to work with you, which I doubt. But you can ask them. See if they can work around you.
Talking about making videos and stuff for you. Oh my god. What if I just work at like Chic or something?
Damn near.
Because then I wouldn't care about just calling you. What?
Just work at Sharks.
I was finna work for Sheik's, bro, but then I got into HVAC.
Did your friend work at Sheik's?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Soho worked at Sheik's.
The UI guy?
No, the black guy, the black African guy. I don't know if you met that nigga, but he's hella funny.
No, I was talking about his friend that works at Sheik's.
The black guy.
The UI guy.
Wait, Lawrence works at Sheik's?
No, Tyon.
Tyon works. Oh my fucking god. Tyon works at Sheik's?
The reason I said Sheik's is because I can get a job instantly.
With him?
Yeah. You guys need a job for Sheik's?
No, but I need some Sheik's.
My nigga Tyon, though. That nigga talks hella funny. Hey, did you hear him talk, bro?
Who?
The black kid that came at the end?
Yeah.
Do you hear his accent?
Yeah, accent. Where he from?
He's from here. He just talks Mexican with a Mexican accent. Right, he is from here, right?
Yeah.
Wait, so what's the story behind them niggas? Why they talk Mexican?
I think the reason Tyon does is because Ty Lee started getting bitches with him. He was like, oh, he's getting bitches, so let me just hop in on that.
Ty Lee's the black quiet one, right?
Yeah.
Why did he start doing it?
Ty Lee, because he liked the music over there.
Like, before he met you, or what?
Yes, literally, he put me on to learning guitar.
What?
I didn't learn how, he taught me guitar, like, my first year.
So he didn't like the music?
Huh?
He didn't like the music.
Yeah, and I
wait,
I
so, no, what's the story behind them, though? Like, why do they talk, what the fuck, like?
Supposedly their dad's Mexican, but it's a hard time believing that.
Yeah, them niggas is not mixed at all.
Yeah.
For surely not. The hair does not show it, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe their stepdad. Maybe something like that.
Nah, they don't got parents.
That nigga's Tyon. That nigga's named after a tiger and a lion.
Bro, you know what's so crazy you just said that?
That's a liger, though.
Bro, you know what's so crazy you just said that? While I'm watching a video of a lion and a tiger fighting, though, bro. What the fuck?
Tiger? Wait, what? It's a liger, though.
No, there's tigons, too, dumbass. A tiger, it's called a tigon because it's a...
dominantly tiger.
Yes, the male is tiger and the male is a lion, nigga.
Oh,
tigon,
what's
nigga.
What's a liger, though?
A liger, the male opposite. Is the opposite, vice versa, nigga.
He said they got his name from a lion and a tiger. Tigon.
Hey, send him a picture of a tigon. They can be like, damn, your parents are fucked up. Yeah, bro, that's not a Mexican name. If them niggas were really Mexican, them niggas would have, like, normal names. Like, my pana in middle school, he was half black, half Mexican. Fuck, what's his name? Oh, his name was Eric.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Didn't you beef him, bro? Faggot. Faggle. Didn't you beef with, bro? With Eric Ramirez?
Yeah.
What you used to beef?
I don't know. I just played a little stupid show with basketball in elementary school. Because we were in a Ross at basketball. We always used to funk over it.
You too?
Yeah. I was raw in elementary school, bro.
What the fuck?
Like, I was that nigga, bro. That
nigga. I did not see that shit in middle school.
Why?
Because I don't know. You never played with us.
What about him?
No, I just said, like, he would be like, I had a partner that his name was Eric.
Oh, yeah.
And he was half black, half Mexican. Them niggas is nowhere near black. Like, them niggas look black. But hey, You know, we got Jabari. He wants to be fucking Paisa and shit.
They see the cloud in
him. Right. No. Honestly, though, Jabari just likes being a cowboy, though, bro.
Really?
Yeah, he likes that shit.
But Ty Lee did it.
Oh, he did it because he liked the music?
Yeah, because he didn't. He was just falling asleep,
but people were like. No, I was looking like, fuck, how am I going to take this, all this shit?
Wait, so you went to school with all them niggas?
Yeah.
Even Tygon? To
take this.
Everyone, every last one. Even the singer?
Which singer? No.
The singer in your group?
All those niggas are from Hayward. All the other ones. It's actually crazy, though.
No, he's
how cool. the only reason some people know about OMI is because of Tyon and Ty Lee.
For reals?
Yeah.
Wait, that nigga is famous on IG, right?
I think he has like 5K.
Tyon?
Who?
Tyon.
His homie.
Yeah.
But the reason is because he only accepts. He would have more. He would have like, oh no, he only has 3.5K. He would have hella more, but he only follows bitches and musicians. That's it. Or he only lets bitches and musicians follow him.
That's cool.
He has like 1,000 something requests.
That's cool. Nigga got the clout. Well, I mean, that's the nigga that got your shit popping, right?
Who?
That him?
That got our stuff?
No, you got your, not your stuff, their party popping that night.
Oh, I guess, yeah, but not really.
Not really? I thought you said that nigga hit people to slide and niggas was just coming.
No, he's just posting on his story. He gets like 1,000 something views.
That's a lot, bruh.
That's
cool.
That's why I told you it was for Don, if you wanted people to come.
Hell no, nigga. My pun would have been hot, bro.
Really? Yeah. If you would have posted it for 10 minutes, we would have had like 20 people there.
Nah, fuck no. Because that shit would have been screenshotted.
No, but no address. And I can tell them because I don't care. Like, I just be...
No, bro. Niggas will still be like, oh, I'm going to just send it to this nigga. And this nigga's cool with that other nigga. Be like, oh, yeah, just don't send it to nobody. And then just keep spreading around.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Exactly.
That's what happened to my party.
Exactly.
Because I told them only send the addy to bitches.
Yeah. And when you do that, niggas is finna pop up, bro.
You know, because how did the bitches get rides?
Exactly.
When they get with it,
yeah. I mean, Oscar?
Two. I'm about to clap off, to be honest,
bro. Yeah, me too, bro. Come on. And I'll see you faggots tomorrow.